Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting. We got that. The Southwest Texan, Day Day Cruz. Yeah. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting. We got that. Southwest Texan, they day cruise. Greg, the Mark and Martez, they them dudes.
They go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that. The Southwest Texan,
yeah.
They day cruise.
Okay.
Greg, the Mark and Martez, they them dudes.
Yo, it's your boy, they day cruise. I'm out here making moves. See, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules? All I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast, is what we do. Let me introduce Greg, the Mark, and Martez. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death
Welcome
match.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they day cruise. Mark and Martez, they them dudes.
Okay.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark and Martez, they them dudes.
Yeah, we just wanna see where your head's at. We get it cracking like watching eggs hatch. Your neck snaps, dude, it goes smooth. The flow is so unusual. When I ride a beat, call it cruise control.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
Welcome, a special one-night-only episode of the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast. It's Friday night. It's a special night. Special night for the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast and a special night for the podcast in general because tonight, for one night only, on a special night, we have Mr. One Night Only. He's going to join us tonight, and he's going to talk about his birthday bash on November 27th at the Diesel Concert Lounge. It's two big events in one night. It's all ages at 7 o'clock. It's anything goes, adults only at 10. It's going to be fire. And also joining us tonight, the leader of Kayfabe, the People's Band, my brother. Introduce yourself. And I just lost him. I think we'll have him back here in a minute. But we are going to have the leader of Kayfabe, the People's Band. He's going to come on. He's going to talk about the big show and his anticipation. And there's a lot of other stuff to talk about. Last night, Horror Slam versus GCW 2. What an unbelievable show it was. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, back to business, leader of Kayfabe, the People's Band, my brother, introduce yourself, sir.
What's happening, everybody, in good old radio land? Good brother Greg, brother Day-Day Cruz, and brother Matez in the absence. This is the ace that plays the bass, the one and only, the black man Kokos Hewer. Founder and leader of Kayfabe, the People's Band. What's happening, good brother Greg? It's a Friday night, a Friday night. You know what I'm saying.
Dude, I am pumped, man. We are, man, what a privilege for one night only. Man, we're going to talk about the upper echelon. We're going to talk about, I mean, he knows the man, Dylan Knight. The baddest motherfucker in pure pro wrestling, brother. Fucking legend.
That's right.
Upper echelon,
right.
unbelievable
right.
faction, man. Mr. One Night Only. Can't wait to have him with us. He'll be on with us in about 20 minutes. Right about the time, unfortunately, you're going to have to depart from us. But, man, I'm so excited.
I was privileged
enough to walk the queen to the mic, even. And
oh yeah,
what a fucking
oh, yeah.
show, man. On July the 10th, man, unbelievable. Kayfabe the People's Band at Tony's Big Birthday Bash. It was unbelievable. And I was just, how good Kayfabe the People's Band was, I mean,
yep.
shocking. I mean, I couldn't believe how good, I mean, the highest quality. I mean, as high a quality band as any band you're going to find, dude. It was so much fun. Other people I was there with, the 24 Karat Lion, Jeremiah Goldmain, completely agreed, was so thoroughly entertained. And, man, you don't want to miss your chances. That was a private affair. This is a public affair. Anybody
yes,
can see
sir.
It, and I strongly encourage
right.
you do. You will not be disappointed, besides all the great pro wrestling action.
That's right, brother, and thank you for all the love and the kudos. We are very humble. The band, right now, I am right now at the house of Michael P. Funk. He is a guitarist, you know what I'm saying? He may be old school, but he'll teach us some new tricks, you know what I'm saying? So we over here at his humble abode, working and in our lab, baby, putting the music and the harmonies and the melodies together, the rudiments and the percussions and all the syncopations, if you will, putting it together, daddy. And let me tell you right now, forget just the music. Let me tell you, the aesthetic, if you will, the look. The queen already said she's going all out. She said this going to be her greatest special creation yet. Oh, you ain't seen nothing, daddy. Brother Greg, you thought you saw something on July the 10th. Oh, no, baby. Wait until November 27th, live in the Technicolor at the Dean's Acosta Lounge in good old New Baltimore, Michigan. We going to do the thing. Now, don't get me wrong. The real main event. And what it's all about is the good brother, Mr. One Night Only, for the birthday bash. Because that wrestling show, that's what we all here for. We just there to bring a little love, a little season, a little flavor.
We're going to talk about the wrestling later. But right now, I want to talk about Kayfabe the People's Band. We're going to talk about the wrestling soon enough. Let's focus on the band. So we all know the black man. We all know the queen. Tell us a little about the rest of the band. I was privileged to have a private invitation to this private party and, in fact, an honored role in such a grand event. But tell the world more about the rest of the band because, man, this is an awesome band from one end of the stage to the other. Un-fucking-believable, this band.
Well, dig this here, Brother Greg, and I'm glad you asked that query. See here, we are a band that can go everywhere and anywhere, from Waterloo to Timbuktu. Everybody want to hear us. Everybody want to see us. And one thing about Kayfabe the People's Band, we ain't just a group of just a few people. We's a whole army, daddy. A whole army, you know what I'm saying? So many people just saw last time they was commissioned for that moment. We got a couple of new people. More people that's a part of this organization, you know what I'm saying? I want to be like the
I knew there was
McMahon.
One. I was going to ask you about that, too.
That's right. That's right. See, here's the thing about Kayfabe. We hold like people. We're like Lake Superior, daddy. See, you think we're shallow, but once you step in, you might get lost in the waves and the salt. Because we way too deep for you. So dig this here. In the band, and a part of the band, first of all, you have my great twin associate, the CEO, Brother Antoine Davenport, who does all the booking, all the talking, all the negotiations, and then me, the founding leader. I set it all up. I'm the bass guitar player. I'm the leader, so on and so forth. Now, I mentioned the fire singer, the fire bringer, my bride, Sensational Sweet Dilly. On the drum set, Let me tell you about this good brother. He is, we call the knockout artist. You feel what I'm saying? He's the world champion of the rudiments and drum solo. We call him Mr. Timbo Slice. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to knock you out with his drum moves, you feel me? And then on the guitar, as I mentioned earlier, he is the old school sensation. We call him Michael P. Funk. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to bring it, baby. He's going to bring the stink real good on that there guitar. He's going to make it scream, and he's going to make it sing, you feel me? And then I'm going to let you know, you just might get, we still working some things out, but I'm here to tell you right now, we just might get ourselves a good friend and associate coming from the land of Freak Out. I called him the Savage King Curtis. Savage King Curtis. He can tickle the ivories and he can play on some guitar too. So that's who we got so far. And there's so many more members. As a matter of fact, brother, the Savage King Curtis, he's actually one half of the Kayfabe Tag Team Champion Killer Keys. You know what I'm saying? One half. You ain't going to always get them both. But I'm telling you now, going one-on-one with one of them is going to make you famous like the Rock would always say. You feel me? So with that being said, this whole band is deep, daddy. We're everywhere from 5 to 5,000. You don't know how many is going to come through, but just know you're going to be overwhelmed with joy and nostalgia and entertainment with the sounds that we kicking out. You might hear, just want to throw it out there for the show, you might hear a little bit of Young Bucks, you know what I'm saying, some Super Kick Party. You might hear a little Time to Play the Game. You might hear a little Real Americans from the man Hulk Hogan. You might hear a little more here and there. And that's all I'm going to give you. But just to let you know,
I heard a little bit of Bray Wyatt in the Facebook group here yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You might get a little of that, too. You never know. It's like a box of chocolates from that Forrest Gump movie. You don't know what you're going to get with us, daddy. We're going to come in, and we're going to bring it, daddy. We're going to hurt you real good, and you're going to have a smile on your face. But let me tell you now, you're going to be walking funny when it's all said and done, because you're going to be dancing like you ain't never danced. You feel me?
You might even hear a little Grand Them Cakes.
Well, you never, oh, baby, don't you get me started. That's right. The kids don't know nothing about no Grab Them Cakes from the junkyard.
Man,
at the
birthday, at Tony's birthday bash, man, that was a lot of fun, man. I'll always remember that performance, man, and the entire performance.
Another one bites the dust. That's right. And so we gonna give you a little everything and in between. Let me tell you a quick little history about how the band got started. See, one day, the black man was at church, of all places, at church. And the good Reverend Doctor said something that just triggered the black man. I can't even quite remember what it was, but it hit me. And I said, wait a minute. I'm sitting in here with all this amazingness strapped around my shoulder, baby. I got the colors of my favorite rappers on my chest, on my shirt. I said, why don't the black man put these two great things together? So we talking 3-4 years in the making, good brother Greg. So the epiphany hit me real good. Then I started reaching out to all my good friends and associates. I even went into the social media worldwide internet, baby, and I reached out to the good people. And I said, hey, I'm the black man is trying to form a phenomenal group where we play all your favorite wrestling theme song and everything in between. But I need a little help. Help the black man come up with a name. Here's a few that you can vote from. And before you know it, like a baby in the birthday room, I came. Kayfabe, baby. The people's man. It came through. And she's been beautiful ever since, Brother Greg. And everything in between on my social media, the Facebook and the Instagram and the Twitter, you might catch a couple videos here and there. I'm real active on the Facebook. So sometimes you might catch the black man on his bass guitar playing a couple of little things here and there just to show y'all what we're capable of and what you might get when you book us live in the Technicolor Daddy. So pretty much that's how it went down, and then mosey on down back in July the 10th at Brother CEO Antoine Davenport's 40th birthday, which coincidentally happens to be the same birthday of yours truly, okay? Just a mere coincidence. On top of that, we got together, me and the missus, and we said, hey, you know what we should do? We need to not just have a 40th birthday bash. No. Why don't we debut the band, Daddy? The world has been waiting. They've been hearing good things. They've been seeing some good things. And they said, wait a minute. We need to see y'all. So I invited quite a few of close, warm, personal friends and said, hey, come on through. Check us out. Tell us what you think. And the rest was history, Daddy. And one of those people.
I was on that guest list.
Who showed up.
Just saying.
What's that now?
Shout out to me. Who was on that guest list?
That's right. That's right. Good brother Greg was on the guest list. He was one of the first 1,500 people we invited, Daddy. And yes, Brother Greg came through, brought the wrestling ring bell, helped out the queen, the Khaleesia Kayfabe Sensational Sweet Denny, because Sensational Sweet Denny believes that if you're going to be in her presence, you must work to earn it. You know what I'm saying? And Brother Greg, I just want you to know, you've more than earned it, sure enough. You're no longer a servant.
Boy.
Elevated to servant. You've been elevated to servant, Daddy. So you're good to go.
Elevated.
You're a peasant. You ain't worth
elevated.
Time. That's right. You've been elevated.
Yo.
That's
you
right.
Heard it here.
You're special.
That's right.
That's right.
Who? This
so
guy.
So when you with us.
This guy.
That's right. That's right. So in addition to that, yep. Of all the people, among the people you mentioned, good brother Jeremiah Goldman of 24 Karat Line, who happens to be the fashion muse of Sensational Sweet Denny, by the way. She christened him that day. He was our DJ. God bless you, good brother Goldman, if you're out here listening. One good brother, Mr. One Night Only, and Pennylicious, his wonderful bride, showed up at the show. Love what we did. And say, hey, Daddy, we got to book you, man. We got to bring you in. You're going to do some good stuff. So I want to do business with you, brother. And I said, hey, you ain't said nothing but a word, Daddy. Let's sign the name with the dotted line and let's do it. And the way I met good brother One Night Only was about 4 years ago, around the same time, this brainchild of this great idea of K-Fate the People's Day was being formulated. I happened to show up at my very first indie wrestling show, and it was the One Night Only birthday bash, Daddy. And let me tell you, that Ono, good brother Ono, was doing his thing in the ring, you feel what I'm saying? He gave that Xavier Justice the just due he deserved, baby. And it was phenomenal. Everything in that show was dope, Daddy. It was hotter than fish grease, and it was on a cold November night. How does that happen? And that's when I met the good brother, and I told him, hey, I'm forming something special one day. I hope we can do business. And here we are, 4 years later, post-COVID, Daddy. And we're going to do the thing November 30th. And we're going to do it, brother. And we're going to do it real good. We're going to make love to the people's eardrums, good brother Greg. They ain't going to be ready. Because when we get through, they're going to have smoke coming out their ears. The police going to have to come and give us a ticket, because we're going to cause all kind of pollution, all that smoke that we're going to be spewing out on that stage. The Diesel Concert Lounge will never be the same again, good brother Greg. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Man, it's going to be unbelievable. And what a stacked card, dude.
Yes. Loaded like an automatic weapon, baby, in a Rambo movie. It's going to be loaded, Daddy. I'll tell you that right now. I'm excited. I'm down with the upper echelon. I'm down with all them good brothers. Samson Real better watch himself. I don't know if he's got some minglings with them. I mean, you're gonna touch on the card in a minute anyway. But I'm just throwing out there my favorites and what I want to see. I mean, I'm a wrestling fan too, if y'all remember. So I can't wait to see the show myself. So everybody, please. There's I believe a 6 p.m. show, or was a 7 p.m. show, and then there's a 10 p.m. show. Y'all don't want to miss this treat, because it's going to be some of everything and in between. It's going to be like Macho Man, Randy Savage. Space is the place. Sky's the limit. Nothing in particular. Everything is generous, he would say. It's going to be wild, Daddy. It's going to be wild. A whole lot of mental telepathy going on and some slamming and some bamming and some playing and moving and grooving. You feel what I'm saying?
So you mentioned, don't forget you're a wrestling fan. It reminded me of something. I want to give a shout-out to one of my new favorite MMA fighters, Colby Covington. So did you catch his, not in the octagon, but his press interview after his fight last weekend with Kamaru Usman? The last question he was asked, because now give you a little history real quick. Masvidal used to train with Covington. They had some falling out. He's not with that gym. So Masvidal and the guys from his gym, they've been in AEW, okay, and working there. So they asked him, hey, you think we'd see you one day in AEW like Jorge Masvidal? And he's like, hell no, no chance. He's like, listen, you might see me one day in the WWE, but you'll never catch me in a second-rate promotion like AEW. Right away.
What I tell you, good brother Greg, what I tell you, Daddy, the black man is never, ever, ever wrong, baby. I know AEW is the new kid on the block, and that, don't get me wrong. I dig it. I like it. I checked it out. But please, some things just don't ever get old. Some things you just can't pass up. And WWE is one of them things, baby. It is the statue of
liberty. Well, you can't let things get old. That's the thing. And like we talked about before, like if you let it get old, it can be old and it can be bad, but it can be fixed. You just got to make it new again. You know? That's all.
Hey, but the thing is, sometimes with age,
the WrestleMania season is like right around the corner. We got Survivor Series, and then we got build up to the Royal Rumble coming. Like next month is build up to the Royal Rumble. The road to WrestleMania is about to begin. Do you realize this?
Oh, yes, sir, Daddy, and that's what I love about it all. And, hey, since you brought that up, allow me to bring in a shameless plug. I may very well be doing a special Survivor Series pre-show with my good friend, good brother Macho Ghost. So he and I real soon going to be talking, and we're going to be game planning. So
from the gorilla position. The Macho Ghost from the gorilla position.
Yes, sir. So Mega Power Hour is what we call it, Daddy. What happens when you get the black man, the brother Ghost, and brother Montez bringing sanity to all this insanity? You get yourself
check it out right here.
Ice cream, a phenomenal, Daddy. The Mega Power Hour. You might catch that. So just hang on. Survivor Series. I said SummerSlam. I'm missing the summer. I'm missing the summertime, good brother Greg. So please forgive me. But Survivor Series pre-show, you just might get that. So keep your ears tuned and your eyes on the social media account, because you just might get a little bit of that. Let me tell you that now, brother. So anyway, as I was saying before, WWE is just that show, Daddy. It is the one Billy Gunn. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sometimes they can do some stuff that don't make sense. Let people go. We don't get it. Why and when and what for? But at the end of the day, they still remain. They stand the test of time. And until it doesn't happen, they're just the ones right now, Daddy, and not the twos. So with all due respect to A-Dub, you got this MMA, Mega Star Fighter right now talking about, I ain't going to nothing second rate. I'm going to the top. And that just happens to be WWE, good brother Greg. So, hey, class act on your end, Daddy, for even mentioning that and acknowledging that. There is yet hope for you, good brother Greg.
I can't wait. And I got to ask you, are you going to be at MPW tomorrow? You said no.
The black man is really not sure because I got a couple of other things going on. Plus, you got to remember, the black man.
I don't usually go to MPW, but, man, this 20-year anniversary show, dude, is looking awesome.
Well, hey, I've been to a couple of MPW shows, and I have thoroughly enjoyed them. You feel what I'm saying? It's just that tomorrow...
They've actually been putting out a really good product the last few months. Really good storytelling and obviously good wrestling. Jason Hotch, which we're going to talk about that later, last night had the best match I've ever seen in my fucking life, live or otherwise, last night. Alex Weir and Jason Hotch was unbelievable. You can catch that. Day Day was streaming. He has the first hour and 20 minutes of Horror Slam up.
Awesome.
And I believe about 42 minutes in is the Hotch and Weir match. Unbelievable. They got a standing ovation from the whole place. I mean, a match, man. And then Tommy Vendetta and John Wayne Murdoch, you know, I'm going to talk a little more about that at the end, but I know you're short on time, so let's, while I still got you, talk a little bit about the card for Mr. One Night Only's birthday bash. They're, Tiny but Mighty, Hannah Henderson, is going to battle Alexis Royale.
That's going to be a good one. That little Hannah, she's a Mighty Mouse Michigan professional wrestler. The Nomad, she's a Mighty Mouse of wrestling right now, man. I mean, I've seen her. Yes, the Nomad. Road Rage.
We're coming back around to them. That's where we might have a conflict of interest tonight. I love Mr. One Night Only, and I love it's the guy's birthday, but, man, it might be a shitty-ass birthday for him, but we'll come back to that. The AIWF Continental title match, the Rocket Man, Danny Astro, is going to challenge the champ, Nick Zero.
Oh, brother Danny Astro, that's a good brother. I've seen him wrestle out in Redford, Michigan. That brother can go. Let me tell you that right now. That's a bad boy. But he's going to have
I don't think he's ready for Nick Zero, dude. I'm sorry. I love Danny Astro. I believe there's a lot of gold in Danny Astro's future. I don't think it's coming to him on the 27th.
Yeah, I totally understand. But, hey, he's going to give the old college try, and I can respect anybody who takes that route, you know what I'm saying?
He is, and that's the difference, dude. The college try isn't going to make it through the veteran professionals champion.
Sometimes
gonna do whatever
the college
it takes
try
to...
can result. Well, hey, check this out. The college try could result in an upset. So I'm just saying the champion better eat his weenies and keep his head on a swivel because the Rocket Man, Danny Astro, is coming like a comet, baby. Hidden planet Earth, so he best be ready. Now, listen, good brother Greg, forgive me, but I got to cut this short because I hear the drums playing, the guitar strumming, and the weapon singing. So I got to get back into the lab.
Hang on. Coco, give me two more minutes. Let's just talk about one more match before you go, man. The tag team title match, Mr. One Night Only and Dylan Knight, team VIPs of the upper echelon, defend their titles against the Nomad.
Well, plain and simple. See, I already got beef with that no good rap possum, Road Rage, Road Kid. What you call Road Hawk? What's that fool's name? Because he and I was beefing out real good earlier this year. What's his name?
That's
Road Rash.
And don't get your head hit with a hammer. It'd be a shame if somebody put a hammer through one of your drums or one of your speakers, wouldn't it?
And we will take that old scum, duggery, troublesome thug to court, and we win. But let me tell you this. The black man may be a lover, but he ain't got no shame in being a fighter. So, Mr. Road Rage, Road Rat, you better stay away from the black man's instruments and the band members, because if I have to, you just give me 3 weeks of wrestling training, and I'll have you popping out to a headbutt. You know what I'm saying? I'll get them real good.
Uh-oh.
But I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, I'm going to let you get to your practice, my brother. I thank you for joining me tonight to talk about the band and talk about, you know, all those attractions. And we're going to talk more about it when Mr. One Night Only comes on with us in a little bit because Man, we got a number one contender cruiserweight match, a future contenders. Fans choose the tag team bout. That, I mean, we got the, you know, the whole second card. Plus, we got the beer pong tournament featuring the Nomads, Road Rash, and A7s. But, yeah.
Dapper Rash. Oh,
and we're
going
to talk to
Lono.
He'll be on here with us very shortly.
Yeah, please tell good brother, extend my most sincere apologies to good brother. Oh, no, tell him forgive me that I couldn't stay on because we're in here rehearsing. As a matter of fact, he's going to come join us in our rehearsal next week to see the wonderful product, you know what I'm saying? And then tell that no good Dapper Rash from the Nomads, he better stay away from the black man's musical instrument and his band, or there's going to be trouble in China, baby. Big trouble in little China, that is.
Diaper Rash, huh? Yeah.
That's right.
We'll see. We will see.
All right, I'm out of here.
Man, there you have it. Coco T. Ware, my brother, who's going to be playing live. And, man, if you missed it last night, man, you missed it. You can catch it on the Deathmatch 313 podcast on YouTube. Shout out to Day-Day, who's he may be on with us here in a little bit, but we're for now, we're going to talk about Horror Slam last night, man. So, man, as they always say in wrestling, cards subject to change. And last night was certainly that. We had 8 guys either injured or sick that weren't able to make it. A few matches didn't happen. The card was adjusted, but oh my God, what a card. What a night. We seen Chinstrap Jesus Kyle Barrett successfully defend his championship against Kongo Kong, Tyler Coleman, Gregory Iron, and, forgive me, can't remember the other one right off the top of my head. I'm shooting here. But pretty good match, man. Got to give it to Chinstrap this time. He really smarted his way through it. Gets the win. And, man, we seen Matthew Justice win a triple threat match as well. But, man, can't talk enough about Alex Weir and Jason Hotch. Greatest match I've ever seen in my life. You got to check it out, man. It was unbelievable. And it's almost a tragedy. It was on the same card as the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship match, which I'm going to talk about in a moment. But unbelievable. And then our last match before intermission, of course, the Drag King Logan and Briar Wellington, the Undead Kings, get back together. They face the GCW combo of Alex Colon and Eric Ryan. And, man, they GCW got the win there. Somewhat of a short match, but pretty good match, action-packed. It was, I skipped a match. How could I skip that match? So we had Rhino and the Suplex Shogun, Jackson Stone, friend of the show, tagging up against Satu Jin and, Big Connor of the Ascension, former NXT tag team. And Shogun and Rhino got the win for Horror Slam. Shogun's second appearance at Horror Slam, his second successful appearance, and Shogun's here. He's here to, you know, I haven't seen him in death matches. I don't know if that's where his eye is right now, or maybe the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship, or maybe just making his mark in another promotion. We know, you know, he's Impact Gut Check winner, and man, hell of a talent, but we haven't seen the last the Suplex Shogun in Horror Slam, I'm sure. What a match that was. But then coming out of the intermission, we had MM3, Trey Miguel, and Jordan Oliver. Shout out to Jordan Oliver, man. Got a chance to talk to him extensively after, you know, let him know how much I appreciated the 2-hour Iron Man match at the GCW Fight Forever last year with Tony Deppen. was unbelievable. If you haven't seen that, check it out. Spoiler, I mean, 1 hour Iron Man match. They're tied after an hour, and the champion says, let's go another hour. And the story that was told and the, you know, that it almost went into that next overtime, and it was such an exciting match. You got to check it out, man. You from the GCW Fight Forever, 24 hours of wrestling. It was, broke up in blocks. It was absolutely amazing. But this match, man, Trey Miguel, Jordan Oliver, and MM3 left it all out there. Unbelievable. And mostly mat wrestling clinic in a triple threat. It was so awesome. MM3 hits the 450 to perfection and becomes the new Horror Slam heavyweight champion. Congratulations to my man, my son's hero, the best in the fucking world, MM3, getting the win, getting the belt. After the match, Trey Miguel obviously upset that he has lost the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship, gets his X Division Championship, and challenges MM3 that said, let's fight for the best title in the fucking world. He wants to put the X Division Championship against the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship. Next month, they're going to do it again, one-on-one. Trey Miguel, MM3, we've seen this match countless times. I could see it countless more. They are, I mean, it's the Rock and Stone Cold. It's, you know, they, the Joker and Batman, they are just the perfect adversaries. They are so much alike, that, and it's never the same match. It's always something fresh, always something new. So, yeah, definitely going to be an exciting match next time at Horror Slam. And the main event was John Wayne Murdoch defending the Horror Slam Deathmatch Championship against Tommy Vendetta, and what a match. And I want to give a quick shout-out to Michigan Independent Weekly and Wrestling Rage. You can find them at r2youtube.com. Cody, Josh, and Danny. Danny, a very, very good friend of mine. We were talking the other day. He was telling me one thing he wanted, that he wanted to obtain, was like a event used gusset plate. And I'm like, I'll do my best to get you one of them. So I'm sitting there at ringside watching the match. John Wayne Murdoch takes two gusset plates and jams them right in Tommy Vendetta's nugget. And they hit the floor, and I'm like, I got to get Danny those gusset plates. So the bell rings. I grab the gusset plates so anybody can clean the stuff up and put them in my pocket. And I waited till the end of the night, and they tearing everything down and cleaning everything up, and waited for John Wayne Murdoch and Tommy Vendetta, and got those signed and personalized to my brother Danny. So he's got his gusset plate for his collection. And it just made me so happy to, you know, let him know that I had secured that for him. And man, it really makes you feel good to do something. They do something nice for somebody today. Pay it forward. And then, Saturday, we have Metro Pro Wrestling's 20-year anniversary show. Never realized they were around that long. Rivera just had his 15th anniversary. Obviously, XICW had their big 21st anniversary show, which featured match of the night, Adam Wick and Alex Weir. There's more and more, man. It was, you know, you're seeing new guys have the match of the night, and a lot of times it's Alex Weir. And, I mean, MPW, Metropolitan Champion, is Alex Weir. And the Heritage Champion is Jason Hotch. Their paths could cross. They, Jason Hotch now separating himself from Armageddon and kind of coming out to his own, doing his own thing, as well he should. Top-notch Jason Hotch, man. This guy right now, right there in the top three, MM3, Jason Hotch, Alex Weir. I mean, 1, 2, 3, it could be, I mean, it's 1A, 1B, 1C right now for me. You know, I'm close by, we got obvious, and 1D, Tommy Vendetta. because this guy can do it all, from death matches to hardcore to mat wrestling, comedy even. I mean, Tommy Vendetta is the total package, man. They check him out. But, yeah, want to give a shout-out to my brothers. I got to see almost the whole crew. Poor Nick was sick. And, man, God bless him, dude. Kidney stones, that really put you down, dude. I know firsthand. We got to see Jordan and Brandon and Dan last, and Josh last night. Got to see most of the crew. Love them guys. Check them out. Pro Wrestling Edge. Always got fresh content and interviews, and their show is so entertaining, man. Check it out. They're on a number of different platforms. But Podbean, I believe, is their probably their most popular avenue. But, yeah, definitely check it out, man. Big Kaz, Brandon, Dan Brewer, Nick, the Gooch, Josh, and Jordan. Always a great time with those guys. And then here coming up, real soon, we're going to have RPW, which is going to be in Mabee, Michigan. And that same night, we're going to talk a little more about this here probably next week. We're going to have RPW, and F5 is going to have their show. They're going to crown their first champion, the Black Diamond, Jack Price, MM3, Rick Cartier, and Uncle Chase are going to go at it. What a show it's going to be. And actually, going on here in a few, we have the GCW Detroit show, which was star-studded. I don't know how much injury and sickness is going to affect their, you know, card subject to change, but I expect it to definitely be a good show, man, because whoever's there are going to leave it all out in the ring like they did last night, like they do every night, man. So if you listen to us, you probably have caught an indie show. Oh, that's not true, I guess. A lot of our listeners, that, you know, and even Martez, hadn't made a show until the first GCW Horror Slam show. But, man, I encourage you, wherever you are, no matter what state you're in, unless it's New Mexico, fuck you, New Mexico. I don't know what you have against wrestling, but fuck you. There's wrestling around you. There's wrestling everywhere. We're just fortunate here in the Midwest, in the Detroit area. We're in a hotbed where we have about 10 legitimate entertaining promotions regularly running at any given time. You know, we always have Pro Wrestling All-Stars running regularly. They probably run the most often. Metro Pro running monthly. XICW pretty much running monthly, or taking a little break for the holidays and regrouping here. And then we got, you know, Horror Slam running monthly as well. We'll have New Edge running here regularly coming in the spring. We got the Midwest Pro Wrestling Alliance. Gonna stay tuned for news on that promotion there. But, you know, I'm running as regularly, but still got it going. They've crowned a champion, Chuck Colding, post-pandemic. But, and of course, Pure Pro Wrestling. Well, I mean, sometimes they have two shows a month. They're going to have two shows this month. And we're going to talk to Big Star from Pure Pro Wrestling here coming up very shortly. We should be hearing from him in about 5 minutes. So stay tuned for that. JP Ono, Mr. One Night Only. We are very excited to talk to Mr. One Night Only, talk about some of his aspirations and immediate plans, and we're going to talk more about his birthday bash. He's going to give us more details and insight into what to expect there. I mean, man, there's a lot going on. We got Kayfabe the People's Band. They're going to, you know, be there performing live. That's just one attraction of many. We got the beer pong tournament featuring the Nomads. Can you win a beer pong tournament against the Nomads? I'll bet you can't. You think you can? Show up at the Diesel Concert Lounge November 27th in New Baltimore, Michigan, and try your luck and enjoy two great wrestling shows. The early show is going to be all ages. The 10 o'clock show is going to be 18 and up only. That's, man, fuck them kids. They throw the kids out of here, that's when you know. That's when you know shit's getting good. You can't have nothing nice around kids. That's just how it is. Fuck them kids. Okay, if you didn't know. As the great Steven Rivera would say, you better FIO. Rivera, Mr. Rivera put on a show on Wednesday, and shout out to the new Trios champions. But now, I believe that time is upon us. Ladies and gentlemen, our featured guest of the evening, of the upper echelon, he is the only man worthy of a special show on a special one night only. He is Mr. One Night Only, J.P. Ono. Welcome to the show, sir, and thank you for your time.
What's up? Oh, for sure. Anytime, man. What's up?
Man,
can you hear me?
We just been talking. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Absolutely. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Man, we were with Coco. He said, send his apologies that he wasn't able to stick around. He's getting into a practice with the band. We were talking about, you know, a lot of what to expect. And, man, an early happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, we got a lot going on. November 27th, Diesel Concert Lounge. We got two shows, one night. In the middle of those two shows, there's an hour and a half intermission. We're going to have, I'm going to be performing music, some rap, some R&B with a couple of guys I rap with. We have Margot Royale, who is a burlesque dancer from the local Detroit area, very sexy. She's going to put on a great show. We got beer pong with the Nomads for cash prize.
Nobody will beat the Nomads.
Well, they'll cheat, so that's, you know, that's what they do, but whatever. Somebody's going to win.
That's irrelevant, really.
Nomad.
That's irrelevant. They won't be beat.
Wow.
That's all that matters.
Oh, you're one of those open road slappies, I see. That's fine. Whatever.
I am.
But
you,
beyond that,
I mean, you know this. You know I'm an upper echelon guy, but I was a Nomad first.
Yeah, but upper, what does upper echelon mean? You are on the top, you're the top of the food chain. This is where we're at right now. You got, like, dirty, smelly bikers who drink beer, and we're, you know, we're Ric Flair status. We're flying planes, riding in limos, drinking, you know, champagne with the finest women.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We're drunk and bearded. Like, we have our place on the food chain. I agree. You are at the top, and we are closer to the bottom.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a fight, that you find out, is the upper echelon the place to be? Well, we're certainly going to find out in the main event of night one, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are going to find that out.
I'm glad we're getting this out of the way. The unpleasantry part of the interview, the part where we might disagree a bit. Yeah, let's just get that out of the way right now. Nomads versus fucking legend Dylan Knight and Mr. One Night Only. On your birthday, dude.
Yes.
You really want to cry at your own birthday party?
I'm not going to cry at my own birthday party. I bought little vials, little glass vials. I want you to put your tears in it. I'm going to give it to you before the match. So when we beat the Nomads and retain our tag team championships, you can put your tears in there. Maybe I can sell them for like one penny or something. I probably couldn't even give them away, but whatever.
But if you get your head cracked with a hammer, can I fill it with your blood and put it on my merch shelf?
What is this, a death match? Kono does not.
Road Rash carries a hammer. I'm just saying. I mean, spoiler alert, Road Rash carries a hammer and will hit you in the fucking face with it.
So wait,
yeah,
he
that's something you might
hammer,
want to know going into this.
I carry two fists. You know how many times I beat the Nomads up? Do you know? Hold on, let me count. I
haven't
enough
counted.
Fingers and toes to count.
I haven't counted. But that's what I'm saying. This isn't a one-off thing. This is a blood rivalry. This is going to be a fucking war for the Pure Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships. This is going to be, I mean, unbelievable main event. And that's just the end of – that's why I'm so impressed and so intrigued by this, because this is like a whole circus. I mean, there's this awesome card of wrestling. There's all this awesome entertainment that's completely not wrestling related. And then my favorite part where we say, fuck them kids, throw them all the fuck out of there and get to the good shit.
Right, exactly. And guess what happens later that night on the second show?
The Nomads
just
win the beer pong.
No. We're gonna retain our tag team championships. On to the second show, they just announced our manager of the upper echelon, Jack Kelly, promised me before Dylan Knight even won the Michigan Heavyweight Championship that I would get a shot at that title. Now, because Dylan Knight won the championship, I now am going to wrestle my tag team partner for the Michigan Heavyweight Championship on show 2.
Oh, my God.
Mr. One Knight only gets his first ever heavyweight championship title shot.
So, dude, I got to be that guy and ask the question. Like, I'll address the elephant in the room. So you're tagging with the guy. So what do? You let him get his nugget whacked with the hammer and increase your chances, or do you like your chances to walk out 1-0-2 belt?
Listen, I'm going to walk out 1-0-2 belts because within the upper echelon, we know we are the best. And who do we want to wrestle? We want to wrestle the best. That's why we put our tag team titles on the line against the Nomads. This is why I had Jack Kelly put in a contract that I get the title shot. Now, I didn't know it would be against my own partner, but he is the best of the best, which is why he has the belt. But I'm just
couldn't
here to let him know.
Couldn't you hold it to protect the upper echelon? Wouldn't you want to just keep the title in the family?
Hold on.
I mean, what if you or Mr. Knight injure one another? That could jeopardize the tag team championship. You need to think of this from a business perspective.
So you're saying is we can't kick each other's asses without surviving? Listen, what we got planned.
God forbid someone get hurt. This ain't ballet.
And we know that.
Are you going to hit Dylan Knight any lighter than you will hit A7s? Are you going to kick him any less hard than you're going to kick A7s? Fuck no, you're not.
No.
You're going to kick him harder because the Michigan Heavyweight Championship is on the line.
That's correct, and I'm going to hit him harder because if I don't hit him harder, he's going to hit me harder. But I know he's already going to
do that. Exactly, and bones break, brother.
That's right.
You guys could destroy everything. The whole empire could crumble. You guys could destroy one another. I mean, this isn't – I don't foresee a friendly game of handshake and mat wrestling. I foresee another war. And you guys are coming out of a war with the Nomads.
That's right.
I don't like this for Dylan Knight or for Mr. One Knight Only.
Listen, there's one little thing I forgot to tell you. Okay, this match is not any normal match either. The reason me and Dylan Knight got together as a tag team, as the upper echelon, was because of respect. And we built that respect on Extreme Rules 1 match and an Extreme Rules 2 match. So this is the rubber match, the third match for the Michigan Heavyweight Championship will be Extreme Rules. Anything goes. Ladders, tables, barbed wire, kendo sticks, you name it, it's on the table. So he knows what to be prepared for.
I've seen you get extreme.
I know.
I've seen you get extreme in Ferndale. Extremely extreme.
I can go. That is why I'm the upper echelon. That is why he is the upper echelon. No one can hang with us with what we do in that ring, okay? I don't come there to look cute, even though I do. All my gear is always pressed to be the best. But I come there to
the
fight.
The only person that can fuck with you at a close second in gear is AVZ. But I got to say, you have the most different gears, the most creative gears. Yeah,
wait,
I definitely put you at the upper echelon, pun intended, on the gear game, for sure.
Yes. You know, this is a Hollywood-themed show, and I am the star of the show. So my gear will be themed around the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and the star is Mr.
Another
One Night Only.
Another spoiler here. Another little exclusive
yes.
tidbit you're getting here tonight.
Also, there's something else. You know, the first show, when you come to the first show, you know, it's a birthday party. What do? You eat cake and ice cream for your birthday. What is wrestling known for having the best ice cream bars ever? There's a guy that his name's Punk. He gave out everybody ice cream.
No.
Well, guess what? Everybody that comes to that first show, they're going to get a taste of Mr. One Night Only's Pennylicious Treat, my very own ice cream. Everyone that comes to the show will get a hint of what is greatness.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Listen,
is this
there's
a Happy
lot
Harper
going on here.
Exclusive ice cream?
This is a Happy Harper exclusive ice cream. My wife don't even know. She ain't even listening. It's a surprise for her. It's a treat for her. This is my present to her. I have presents for my
yeah.
tag team partner. I don't get presents.
You know what?
My
I buy presents for people on my birthday, too, at my house.
That's right. Mr. One Night Only is giving. I give beatdowns, and I give presents, and I give entertainment.
Well, don't be giving away the tag team title Saturday night.
I ain't giving that. I don't give that away. That's not what I'm giving away. But listen, this night is going to be two shows, one night, two wrestling shows. We got Magnificent Movado coming in. He's wrestling Masquerita DeVita and, Lucha Espectacular. Okay, we got Lethal Ladies coming in on the first show. We got – there's so much going on, man. I just – you help me. Now, you're a Nomads fan, but you are one of my fans, too. You help me gain some materials. I built this big set. This is – the production is going
to
be off
the chart. I cannot wait to see what you did with this material. I cannot wait to see. It's, like, legit for me because actually when I was telling – Coco, what I had picked up for you, and he's like, oh, man, and he brought up the Ferndale. He's like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, dude, this is like fucking WrestleMania, dude. I can't wait to see the set.
Yes. Yes. The set's going to be awesome.
And just so he shared with me personally, the time and effort that goes into making these sets, they are very special, and you don't want to miss it.
Yes. And that I didn't even get to talking about him. You said you had him on there. Their band's going to be playing, you know, all through the show. I haven't told my tag team partner this, but they're going to play us out live when we come out for our tag team match. When I come out, they're going to play my entrance music when I come out for the Extreme Rules match. So this is like, production-wise, I don't think you'll see anything like this in Michigan. We got the lights, the sounds, you know, just the atmosphere should be off the charts. It's going to be loud in there. You've been there to the Diesel before. I mean, it's going to be a rough crowd.
I love that place,
actually. Yeah, it's going
to
be all my
people
there.
To watch wrestling.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, you know, one room we're going to have the wrestling for the halftime. We're going to have all the entertainment. We're going to have I didn't even get to finish because you started talking crap about the stupid Nomads. But we got the beer pong for them. The finals will be within the second show for that. Then we got the Real Deal Samson Reels Dance Contest. Now, I don't know what that is all about. I guess Samson's a dancer? I don't know. The guy looks like a Greek god. Moves? I don't know why they would have him host that. But whatever, that's fine.
I feel like everybody has
also
a hidden talent.
It's wrestling, bro. That's what we do. Now, this should be your favorite, and I think you should sign up for this because I think you have the right voice for it, right? It's going to be Jack Kelly's karaoke. you know, this is some this is going to be a karaoke contest where people are going to probably sing like crap. But that's okay. They can sing whatever they want and think they're the greatest. But I'm the main attraction. I'm going to show them how to, you know, sing when I do the concert with me and the me and my boys, the GMP. So
you just have to consume
on,
enough
man.
Alcohol that you sound good to yourself. And you're straight. You got it. If you sing
yeah,
and you don't sound good, you just need to drink a little more.
But if for some reason I drink a lot and Dylan Knight, like, cracks me with barbed wire or something, I'm going to bleed everywhere. And I don't want to do that. Because when I celebrate
no,
my championship win.
The blood.
Yeah, yeah. And when I celebrate my championship win, my first ever, you know, Michigan State heavyweight championship, I don't want to be all bloody. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to shower
but
and then, walk around.
That
I'm
makes
gonna,
for
I'm
such iconic photos.
What's that?
It makes for – the Crimson Mask makes for such iconic photos. Holding the title and victory. Think about it.
Listen,
think back, you know, through the last 25 years and the epic, you know, holding the title up with the Crimson Mask. It's
right, right. Well, Dylan Knight will have that. He'll get all the nice pictures he wants. That's all I got to say about that.
You can get a picture
next
with a Crimson Mask handing you the title.
Yeah, yeah. Or me hold, you know, the good old Austin, you know, where his face was bleeding. Yeah, maybe we'll do that. We could take a nice little crimson selfie. Perfect.
So you seem absolutely confident in your, well, both of your matches, but especially, you know, your match with Dylan Knight. What do you think it is that gives you the edge and the confidence that you are so confident you're going to win the Michigan Heavyweight Championship?
You know what?
Is it your familiarity with Dylan Knight? And your friendship, or do you believe you've just surpassed him?
I don't know if I surpassed him, but I am the most underrated wrestler in Michigan. Everybody
yeah, I'll give
talks
you that
about
one too.
Everybody around here but me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm the most underrated, and I'm hoping Dylan takes that into account, that I'm underrated, which means no one thinks about me, right? So they need to think about Mr. One Night Only.
Do you think
I'll
he'll
put everybody
you
on blast
do you
in
think
Michigan?
He'll be overconfident that he believes that, you know, you just got lucky with him once and that he's going to take you slightly lightly?
Yeah, hopefully he's that stupid. For one night only, I hope he's that dumb.
But we know Dylan Knight is anything but dumb.
I didn't say he was
Dylan
dumb.
Knight's
I
a veteran
that
in the game. I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't think he's overlooking
you don't
it, but I could see him overlooking you. I don't see him making that mistake.
You know what? To be honest, I think Dylan sees me as for what I am exactly, and that's why he's attached himself to me.
So do you,
because
do
we've
you
built
think
a,
that
we've built
that he's
a bond
worried?
Through pain? What's that?
Do you think he's worried that he could lose the championship?
He better be worried.
You?
Did you see the interview? Did you see it? I'm not worried. I got nothing to lose here and everything to gain.
So given all that, do you need to be concerned in the main event of the first show that Dylan and I might let you take some extra punishment?
That is a possibility. And believe me,
how
I've thought about
important
all of
that. Is that championship more important to him than the upper echelon and then your bond?
It should
I guess that's a question you'll have to ask
but
yourself.
Might,
and you have a couple weeks
be,
to think
yes.
about it.
You just brought something up.
I
might. I
mean, not
to
plant
about.
Seeds of dissension between you, for sure. But
listen.
Speaking
either way,
objectively,
either
looking
way,
at it objectively,
either way, it stays within the upper echelon. Do you understand that? Either way, the respect is there. So we're going into this knowing we're going to beat the crap out of each other. You understand that? Or is that too
high? Do you believe that he's going in? Do you believe he's going into it being okay with it staying in the upper echelon, even if he loses? I don't know.
No, and he shouldn't.
Would I be?
Way.
Maybe no.
He shouldn't feel that way. He's the champ right now. He's on top of the world. So there's no reason he should walk into this feeling like any other way, but then he's going to walk out with it. And I hope that's the way he thinks, because I'm bringing nothing but the heat. Do you understand that?
I absolutely understand that. And I would really love to get Dylan Knight's take, because they, I mean, not that he would reveal much as far as his strategy, but it's I guess both guys have a lot of decisions to make throughout the whole night, not just in that match, but, you know, and, man, the things got to be going through your mind, especially, you know, right before time to come out of the curtain. First, you got to defend the tag team titles, but I got to believe to both of you the more important thing on your mind at the end of the night is that championship, the greatest prize in pure pro wrestling.
That is.
The richest prize.
That's always – it's been on my mind from day one. I didn't come into the business to just be a wrestler. I came in this business to be the wrestler. Do you get that?
So you didn't come in – so you're not going into November – to Diesel Concert Lounge on November 27th to be a tag team champion? You're going to be the champion?
I'm going to be the tag team champion, and I'm going to be the champion. It's like me and Dylan Knight are going to, what's the movie where the two people switch bodies? It's almost like that, but he'll never be as fabulous looking as me.
You're going to be switched bodies?
Yeah, that's how the way you took that, yeah. No,
you
we're
definitely have
belts.
Better hair.
He's going to get. I'm going to get his belt. That's
we're switching
what's gonna
belts.
Happen. Yeah, we're switching belts. Mine's a little bit bigger than his.
That's yeah, better. I mean, you're just doing the guy a favor, lightening up his,
that's
you
right.
know, his gear bag a little bit.
That's right. He's, you know, yes. That's the way I do it. Because that belt is heavy as crap. If you ever seen that belt, it's huge.
I've seen it. I've never had the privilege to touch it, but I have seen it. And, yeah, it's a beast.
That's right.
It's definitely thicker
than
4 millimeter for sure. I'm
a
belt guy. I love my
is.
Belt.
I can't wait to celebrate the whole night throughout the after party, drinking, having a good time, getting pictures with my belt, the new champs in town, wake up the next morning, looking like it's going to be my mirror. I'm going to brush my teeth. While I look at it, I'm going to fix my eyebrows and my hair. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
Are you gonna take the iconic Shawn Michaels pose picture? You got to do that. Got to do it.
I just might. I don't know if it could cover what I got going on, though. Do you know what I mean?
You'll have two belts.
I might find the belt, yeah. I might need both belts
you'll have two
in
belts.
The way. That's the photo shoot.
That's it. So if you don't win both belts,
that's
it ain't
right.
happening.
That. What do you mean if I don't win? Oh, you got jokes now. You're coming
There's
to
no
the
way.
Show, right? You're coming to the show,
Man,
right?
I actually can't. I'm.
Oh.
If we were. I'm booked somewhere else.
You're booked. Oh, are you? Really?
Yeah, RPW, I have a ring rental. RPW and maybe. So I can't even, because I wish it was somewhere near here. I swear to God I would drop the ring off and I would head to New Baltimore. And, you know, this, well, you know where I live. It's right up the freeway from my house, too. I'd much rather be
that.
New Baltimore.
I'm gonna have to find you and give you an old knuckle sandwich. You're lucky
you need to find
I like
somebody
you.
Else to drive my truck to maybe on Saturday.
That's right. You're lucky. You're a good guy. And I'm like, oh boy.
I absolutely hate on missing it. They especially man,
Tony and the band, awesome group of guys, and I can't say enough about how good they are. It's like they're as good as any band you've ever heard, and they play our type of music, man, the stuff that you'll never catch on the radio. I mean, you gotta seek this stuff out to hear this type of music, man, and they're cranking it out, and it's so much fun, and putting their own spin on it, and man, it's such an awesome show. And man, the greatest showman himself, Mr. One Night Only, because your wrestling, I would say, is second to your showmanship. And you touched on it a little bit, and I'd actually like you to elaborate on it a little more. Like, there are so many layers to Mr. One Night Only. And, you know, you got the wrestler, the showman. That's who we've been talking about. But that's not all you do. You mentioned a little how you're going to do some music. You want to talk a little bit about the music you do and the stuff you have done and, like, the Ely theme? Like, how brilliant was that?
That's right. Sing it. You know how to do it.
That's right.
I went to the studio and put that down special for Mr. Ely. He's a big fan of mine. Just ask him. Yeah, I go to the studio and that's right. I write all my music. I don't know, man. I just started doing it about a year ago. One of the guys that I work with, you know, shoot job, I work, you know, I have a job, heard my entrance music for my wrestling, and he's like, man, you rap? And I'm like, I wrote this rap, but I'm not much of a rapper. So he comes in one day, and he's like, hey, man, you like this beat? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty sweet. He's like, well, what about this one? I'm like, I like that one better. He's like, all right, write something for it. I'm like, what? He's like, write something for it. We're going to do a song together. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I wrote a little something, you know, like a couple lines, whatever. And he's like, a week goes by. He's like, you done writing that? I'm like, no, you know, life happened. You know what I mean? So he's like, man, hurry up and write it. We're going to the studio, like, next Saturday. Now, mind you, I used to rap, you know, when I was, like, 15 or 16. Like, never really delved into it at all. So this is the first time I'm really going to be performing music in, geez, man, probably, like, 20-something years. Like, I did one talent show, and there was, like, two nights of that. So I performed, like, twice. But, like, we went to the studio, and I just caught the bug, man. I started buying beats here and there and then writing the music to it and came up with some silly stuff and was like, maybe I'll sing. So I started writing some R&B songs, and one of my R&B songs is kind of like a throwback to, you know, the groups. I did all the different harmonies and stuff, and I don't know. I think it sounds good. I guess the crowd will be determined whether that's true or not. But, yeah, man, I've just been kind of writing
music
lately. Nobody
could call it bad, and it's so entertaining, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and
I'm
it's
just hoping
so
everybody
fun.
Likes what
you're
we got
going
on. You're
such an awesome showman.
Oh, yeah. I always say my wrestling sucks, so I got to entertain some other way, you know? But, yeah, man, I mean, we got a lot going on that night, dude. It's going to be, like you said, it's going to be circus-like, you know, like – I keep telling everybody it's
my... Yeah, so much variety. The ultimate variety show. I've never seen even... I just went to the Deathmatch Circus, and it did not have the variety that this show is going to have. The ultimate variety show. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
From the all-ages wrestling to the, like you said, the burlesque dancing, the...
Right.
It's everything. It's something for everyone.
Yeah, so it's like... So I was talking to Xavier Justice, the owner of Pure Pro Wrestling, and, you know, usually, like, the 2 years that we did it prior to this, it's been one show, and, you know, we've kind of tried to outdo ourselves every year. So the first year I wrestled Xavier Justice because he trained me. I wrestled him. My family got involved because my youngest son was there. You know, and Xavier was being mean to my son. So my son, who's like, he's like 8 at the time, he's fighting back and pulled Xavier Justice's, you know, beard. And my wife gave him a low blow, and I get the spear and 1, 2, 3, and I win. you know. So the next year, it was, you know, that first year was just Ono's birthday bash. The second year, it's like, well, how do we outdo ourselves? So I'm like, I don't know. Well, we'll call the show the one-up, and now we got to figure out a way to make this year's show better than last year's. So the first, the second year, I actually, the guy that I'm going to rap with, Tyrone Ivory, he is a former professional boxer. Like, he's legit a professional boxer, been on ESPN, traveled the world, done Olympic tryouts and things of that nature. So we did a charity three-round boxing match. So I'm like, okay, but I got to wrestle too, because that's how we're going to better this year than last year. And then I wrestled Nolan Edward. And yeah, it was Ferndale. And, I mean, we blew the roof off that place, you know, and he was, you know, really on his stride. And, you know, I was really coming into myself. And then, you know, the pandemic hit. So we didn't get to do a third-year show. So now here we are. This is going to be year three, even though we skipped out. And it's like, well, how do we outdo ourselves? And also, like, a lot of people haven't been coming out. So how do we get people out? So he came up, Xavier Justice came up with doing two shows in one night. So I'm like, wow, okay. Like, how the hell do we do that? So we just started discussing things. And then I remember, you know, Kayfabe, the People's Band, and I'm like, wow, let me give them a call and see if they're available that day. So I just, all these ideas started just rolling through my head, like, you know, what can we do to just make the show, like, an extravaganza? If we're already doing two wrestling shows, he's like, well, I don't want to do them back-to-back, so we'll have an intermission, and we'll do it all night. We'll call it Ono's Up All Night, right? So that's the whole night. That's the second show is going to be Up All Night. So in the middle of the two shows, we're like, all right, well, we need to come up with entertainment, because we don't just want people sitting around for an hour and a half or an hour and doing nothing. Like, people are going to lose interest. You got to keep the night going. So the more I thought about it, I'm like, well, I've been doing this music, and, like, you know, like, screw it. Like, why don't we do a concert, you know? So he's like, oh, that's a cool idea. So I got with my two guys and, like, hey, do you guys want to do a couple songs with me? You know, we'll be up on stage. We could perform. We could do whatever. And they're like, yeah. So that took shape. So, you know, now we got a live band. Now we got a live concert, you know. What else can we do? Well, he wants to do an adult show for the second half. So I go to a lot of different events throughout. You know, I do the Dirty Show and Theater Bazaar and things of that nature. And they always had burlesque dancers there. So I'm like, man, this is like, I love this. Like, it's very sensual and sexy, but, you know, kind of dirty and raunchy at the same time. Like, that'd be perfect. So I started, like, you know, messaging different dancers from the Detroit area and trying to figure out, were they available for those nights? And Margot Royale was the one that got back with me, and she's a sweetheart. So, you know, we got her probably going to do, like, the ring cards and do some different things. And then during the time, she's going to do a show. So it's a lot going on, man. With all that, you know, the live band, the concert, the burlesque dancer, the wrestling, the beer pong, the karaoke, the dance contest. Like, dude, it's almost exhausting, all the things that are going to be going on.
And all this with an elaborate set. I mean, so much work and planning has gone into this. This is going to be unbelievable. I am sick that I even missed this. I would not have been. And it's actually on my wedding anniversary as well.
All right.
Yeah. Could not miss it. Yeah. Wild. It's, man.
Yeah, and also,
thank you for that. I was actually going to ask you for the history on the birthday bash. And, you gave that to me. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it all started when I turned, my wife and her friend, we went out to dinner. They're always talking about, oh, we're going to have this cool birthday, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there like an idiot. Like, I'll never get a cool birthday. So I was like, you know, like, let me go and, I want to have a wrestling birthday, you know, like a show. So I started doing some research on different companies. A couple of them just wanted, like, way too much money, something I couldn't afford. Pure Pro Wrestling was one of the companies that I could afford. They would, you know, put on certain, I forget how many matches they, whatever they told me, but I was like, okay, can I be a part of the show? They're like, yeah, sure. I'm like, no, like, I'm like a super fan, dude. Like, I want to have a match. They're like, oh, well, you'd have to train for that. So I'm like, crap, like, do you guys train? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, you know, and we laid out all the, you know, the pricing or whatever. And I started training, and that, you know, I went to WrestleMania and started training, like, right after that, like, hardcore. And by, like, 4 months, I was doing, like, little simple matches. And then, you know, my birthday show came, and I wrestled that night. It was a huge success, like, and I just loved every minute of it and just haven't stopped, you know. And that's the way – that's where Mr. One Night Only came from. I was only supposed to wrestle the one night. That was it. I'd be done. I'd be happy. And now I just got ultra greedy and can't stop. So now we're here, you know, 4 years later, you know, on the third event and looking to have a great time.
Dude, that is the greatest story ever. So the genesis of the birthday bash is literally the genesis of Mr. One Night Only, JP Ono, the wrestler.
Yes.
That is a super cool story.
Yes. Yeah. It's, you know, like, I started training, and it's just, like, my first couple bumps, I'm like, oof. And actually, one of my trainers is one of the Dirty Nomads, Ace Evans. And he told me, like, my first impression was that you weren't going to come back. And I'm like, well, I guess I proved you wrong, huh? And I took his tag belts. So, you know, there's that. You know, but I do love those guys. I love Pure Pro Wrestling. Like, it is literally a family. I don't do a whole lot of shows because, like, you know, I have a shoot job. It's, you know, a lot of places want you to come and help set up and things of that nature. But, like, if I'm traveling 2 hours, like, I can't come and help you set up. Like, I don't get off till 2 o'clock. So I can only work places that can kind of work around my schedule like that. So when I say I'm underrated,
it's part of what makes you an
attraction
too, is that you're not oversaturated everywhere. It's, you know, when Mr. One Night Only is on the card, it is kind of an attraction because I don't see you every weekend. I don't even see you every month, you know?
Yep, exactly. And that's kind of what I've rolled with, you know, like, I'm turning 43,
it keeps
man,
you
so I can't. Right, exactly. Like, who is this guy? And then hopefully people, once they see me,
you
they
know
go,
who he is,
oh,
but you
crap.
Don't see him like that. You've heard of him. If
right,
you pay
right,
attention
right.
to me, you've heard of Mr. One Night Only, you know who he is. You may not have necessarily seen him if you don't attend shows like that or go out of your way to see him, but, you know, when he comes through, it's, oh, wow, it's the One
right.
Night Only.
That's who, right, that's who that guy is, yeah. And that's how I keep, you know, I try to keep my gear, you know, everything kind of fresh and different, you know, so even if you
do
see
know
me
how
often
how many
it's something,
gears you have?
I don't, dude. I got stuff
so,
laying around now
so
that I
So for the record,
touch.
The answer to that question is I have more gears than I can count.
That's pretty much, yeah.
So
yep,
many
yep.
gears that have been for One Night Only. The Ely gear.
Exactly.
I love the Ely gear, dude. I popped
oh, yeah.
for the Ely gear. I popped for the Ely song. Oh, I loved it. It was a great parody, and the only thing that was missing was to take that fucking belt from his goody-goody punk ass. Damn it.
Yeah, you
damn
know,
it, Ono.
Fell a little short.
Oh, you let me
yeah,
down.
I try to keep it going,
I mean, I would have been just as happy to see AVC take it from him, but I thought you had it, man. You're the one.
Right, right.
I thought you were the one in that match. That I just knew you would find a way to
right.
pin this bastard. Damn it.
Yeah, I always fall short, man, for some reason. In singles competition, I don't know what it is, man. I always fall short.
That ends this month,
okay.
man. It's your birthday.
Right.
It's the biggest opportunity
right.
of your career, dare I say.
Yes,
against a legend
yep,
in Dylan Knight, a guy you respect,
yep.
You know. So,
hell yeah.
Would you say
is there a leader of the upper echelon, or are you one cohesive unit?
No, we're one cohesive unit, man. Nick Zero, he's an AIWF Continental Champion. You know, Dylan Knight's the Michigan Heavyweight Champion. I'm the only one without a singles champion, so I guess I'm the low guy on the totem pole, I guess you could say. But, yeah, man, I mean, we all play it as like we're equals, and we got Jack Kelly with us, so it's a fearsome foursome, man.
So I said it earlier. I think the difference, I love Danny Astro, but, man, experience. That's what's going to propel Nick Zero to hold on to the championship, in my opinion.
Yes.
That's,
well, plus our,
that is,
our dirty tactics, kind of, yeah.
Dirty
tactics? Yeah, I like that Astro kid. He's all right.
Part of the game. Do you play euchre?
Yes.
It means, like, cheater. It's
not
what
often,
you can get away with. It's not... You know what I mean? It's what you can get away with. Same thing in wrestling. Like, I have a theory. Like, I'll ask you, as a man who does what he has to do to win, call it what you want, you do what you got to do to win, is an eye rake a disqualifiable offense? I've not seen precedent to an eye rake being a disqualifiable offense. So, I mean, you're going to use what you can get away with as long as it's not going to cost you a match or a championship, right?
Right. Have you ever looked at my
YouTube? I mean, I would.
Listen, if you've looked at my YouTube, I did these things called Ono's Upper Hand, okay? And in the upper hand, I state that it's not illegal to choke a man, right? You really have 4 seconds.
It's not. It's illegal to choke a man for 6 seconds.
That's right. You... If the ref counts five, right, then you're done. But if he's 1, 2, 3, 4, I can choke you for that long. I can rake your eyes if I want. It's not a foreign object. It's not a belt. It's not a kendo stick. It's not a – if that's the case, why can I throw you into the ring post? Why can I use the steel steps and whip you into it, right? Why can I throw you into the chairs? None of that's illegal, right? Within the ramifications of legality, correct? I got 4 seconds to choke you. I got 4 seconds to,
this
know.
Is the greatest wrestling conversation I've ever had, because everybody is hearing it. I am not as articulate a man as you, and you explaining it to this depth is absolutely, I mean, relieving, is refreshing. That's the word I'm looking for. Refreshing.
Thank
you.
Yes.
It explained with such articulation.
Yes. Well, I'm the upper echelon. That's why. we're pretty
smart. Shout out to that, and check my page out, because I'm going to be sharing these off of Ono's page, or off of Ono's YouTube channel, and I'm going to be sharing those.
There you go.
And
that's
tagging
you
bums that don't understand. Like Eric Ely doesn't understand. Like, that guy is the total package. He's just not smart enough to do enough to be the best. He could be the best.
That's right.
But he's too stuck on this goody-goody bullshit.
Listen, he's one of those guys that looks like $1 million, we got $2 brain, okay? That's Eric Ely in a nutshell. That's why he wears orange, just so you can see him.
Pre-Nation of Domination, Rocky Maivia. Pre-Nation of Domination, Rocky Maivia.
Yes, exactly. Much personality as a dead sloth. I don't know, whatever that does that even make
and
sense?
And when he figured it out, when he got out of that goody-goody bullshit and figured it out, he became the GOAT. And if
That's
what
right.
you truly desire is to be cheered, if you be good enough at it, they will cheer you no matter what you're doing. And you see that with a lot of guys, not just Austin and Rock. You see it even in the modern day with a lot of guys. And it's not just dicks like me that appreciate a fellow dick, you know?
That's right. That's right. We need an Ely heel
turn.
That's
how I think a lot of guys like us gel, because, you know.
That's right. Yeah, he needs
Because I'm a pretty cool dick.
Harden up his bitch. That's right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a dick, but I'm a pretty cool dick. I'm not just a dick to people just to be a dick. That type of dick doesn't get along with anybody. You know what I mean? But other dicks,
right, exactly,
that are good dudes, man, I get along with them great. Like, shout out again to my boy Danny Beal.
Right.
And the Wrestling Rage team, man. Dude. Man, one of my best friends. That's a, yeah.
Right.
Martez and Coco, they don't get it, man.
Right.
They don't get it.
No.
I hope,
probably never will.
I know that Coco will listen to it, and Martez is definitely going to listen to it back. And I know Martez, when I send him the video and tag him in it, that he's going to watch the YouTube pieces. Is this a series that you did?
There's quite a few. There's even one where I tell you about, you know, you're getting your my favorite one was guys that wear singlets. I want you to watch that one. Okay.
Start at that one?
You can start at any one, but listen, the one about guys who wear singlets, okay? I will never wrestle a guy that wears a singlet, okay? And you'll find out why when you watch the video. And it's nothing weird. It's just I don't know where they get this. There's a certain power they have, okay? And I don't know if you want me to explain or if you just want to post a video, but people can go back and watch that video, and it's just the reason why I won't wrestle a guy in a singlet, okay? Period. So go ahead and look at that one if you want. Yeah, if you want to, I can explain it to you. Do you want me to explain it to you?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so listen, have you ever watched Kurt Angle, right? Kurt Angle wears a singlet, right? American Hero.
Yes.
And other guys, Taz, you name it. What's his name? Jack Swagger. I don't know, he goes by something different now, but he's even going to wear a singlet. Jake Hager. Yeah, he's Hager these days. So listen, you're wrestling this guy, right? You're kicking his butt. You're doing what you got to do to win the match, okay? But for some reason, and when you, I say in the video, when you see the guy do this, get the hell out of Dodge, for whatever reason, they're getting their butts kicked, they find a little bit of energy. And what does every guy that wears a singlet do? Can you explain that? Show me what
the singlet.
They take the strap down, and what happens? Superhuman freaking strength, right?
Yeah,
that's why I will never wrestle a dude in a singlet. Because as soon as they do that, you're done. Unless you, like, staple those things together or tie them together or whatever you're going to do, you're donezo. That's it. End the match. You might as well lay down, let them get the three. Just forget it. Because once they pull the strap down,
you're done. So if a guy with a singlet wants to sign a contract when JP Ohno wins the Michigan Championship – on the 27th,
nope.
You are going to have a clause that you may not remove the shoulders from your singlet in this match. It would be an automatic disqualification.
Listen, he's not even allowed to wear a singlet, sir. In the contract, it will say he has to wear tights, trunks, nothing, no singlets. When I win the championship, no one can wear a singlet, period. It will be in the contract. Jack Kelly will make sure it's in there.
Yeah, Suplex Shogun, Jackson Stone. Singlet.
Nope.
Removes the strap.
Not him. Nope.
Superhuman. Now that you're mentioning it, I never thought about it, but now you mention it, man, it's, you know, popping into my head out of the 37 years I've been a wrestling fan.
Right.
I've seen a lot of guys drop the.
Listen,
I mean,
do you know I have?
We even seen it from Bret Hart. We even seen it from the Hitman.
Yes. Yes. And then Sharpshooter. You're done. This is people. I have a wrestling mind. People just don't know.
He knocked Vince right off his feet.
That's and gave him a black eye and a bloody nose and everything else too. So you don't mess with guys with singlets.
6 weeks.
Yeah. Like I'd wrestle Brock Lesnar. I'd wrestle him. He wears shorts. Not a singlet. I'd wrestle Triple H.
Good thing Brock Lesnar don't wear
a
singlet.
If Brock Lesnar wore a singlet, he would never lose. So I'm not, you know.
Shelton Benjamin
upper
is another singlet remover that gets that PED boost.
That's right. I don't know what it is. It's something maybe when they pull the strap down, there's some kind of endorphin in the shoulder that when they pull it down, it rubs that endorphin something, and the guy goes nuts. I don't know. I don't know much about the body.
The only relevant question, why is Mr. with all this that you've gathered, with this epiphany, with this code that you've broken, why, and
yes,
all the gear you own, how have I never seen Mr. One Night Only wrestle in a singlet? Why would you not want to channel this power?
I have a singlet. Listen. I'm not going to wear it. That's not what I'm not doing that. But what I do have, I'm wearing a what they call a romper, right? So I can unzip that. It's the same type of deal. If I pull the arms out of this romper, it's the same type of thing, right? It's the same magic. It doesn't matter. But I wore a singlet. I came out when I wrestled. Matter of fact, I wrestled Dylan Knight, Extreme Rules 2. I wore my homage to RVD. I wore my RVD singlet. So there's I wore it, and I won that match. So there's, listen, it's tried and true.
Did you experience the
singlet,
power of the singlet firsthand?
I did. That's how I won. He put me through he dropped me from a ladder in the ring, through a table, on the floor, and I still won. And people don't think I'm tough. People take me for granted. But I am a star, and no one knows about it.
You have been
taken for granted. Yeah.
And I believe when New Breed, you know, gets rolling again, I think it's only a matter of time before you take the title from Ely. You're the one. I truly believe you're the one. Thought AVZ could be the one. I feel like he may have been most poised in that match with the, you know, having Damian Chambers with him, you know, to actually capture that championship. But I think you're going to be the one that dethrones Ely.
Yep. I could do it. I just
you
need
to do it without a singlet.
You know, oh, yeah. A singlet. I don't need a singlet. I'm too much of a star to need a singlet anyways. But I do wear them. I've worn all kinds of different gear.
I don't think you'd look
good
in a singlet, man. I don't think you definitely would be looking your best wearing a singlet, actually. You're pretty good looking, man. You got a decent physique. I don't think a singlet really suits you, your build.
Nah, that's why I wear the romper, man. It's kind of holds everything in a bit, you know what I mean, and keeps everything in place. Looks good on me. But I got
definitely nothing to have to cover up. You definitely, you know,
you
can tell. My man's being the
I'm not gross or anything, yeah.
Right, you're not dad bod. Speaking of dad bod.
The best
Matt
dad
Breeding,
bod in the business.
I'm going to get his ass beat tomorrow night at MPW.
That's right.
Fuck you, Matt. That's right.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to have to wrap this up. I've had lots of fun. I got to have movie
night
with
my family. Yeah, we're actually in overtime, man. I thank you so much for your time, and this has been so much fun. And I look forward to you know, me posting these videos from your YouTube channel, man. I look very forward to checking them out and sharing with these pessimists, these goody-goodies that, you know, someone with you know, they can articulate what I've been trying to tell them for a long time.
Yes.
So, look, proof in the pudding, man. Look at history. Look at your champions, man. You know, your goody-goody is always chasing after the belt. You know why? Because he ain't doing what it takes to get it, like the guy who has it. That's why
the good guy
chases the belt. He's a fucking
idiot.
That's
right. For sure.
All right, mister.
November 27th, Diesel Concert Lounge, Pure Pro Wrestling presents Mr. One Night Only's Birthday Bash, up all night. Come out. Go to pureprowrestling.net to get your tickets. Follow me on all the social medias. I'm all over the place. Either JP Ono or Mr. One Night Only. And I think that's all I got.
Thank you, sir, and thank you again for your time. Be talking to you soon, and I'll see you very soon. And
thank you very much. Happy birthday
to you, brother.
Yes, thank you.
So there you have it, man. Mr. One Night Only, given us some insight on what I've been trying to articulate for all these months, years to some people, but you're going to see it. I'm going to help everybody check it out. You'll find it on my page here in the very near future. I'm going to start posting them tonight. I'm going to check them out. We're going to start with, you know, what he just told us about and explained to us about, you know, fighting a man in a singlet. Is, man, rare glimpse into the psychology and mentality of a superstar here tonight. And, man, you want to see some superstars, check them out, Pure Pro Wrestling. They're going to be at the Diesel Concert Lounge. Unbelievable event. Believable event. I just can't say enough that the variety, you heard it here, of, you know, what we can expect there. And, man, it's going to be unbelievable. And this is your boy, Greg. And once again, I want to thank Mr. One Night Only for his time and joining us for this special One Night Only edition of the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast. And, you know, check out Metro Pro tomorrow night. Shout out to the Pro Wrestling Edge. Check those guys out. Shout out to Wrestling Rage. Shout out to Hard Cam Frio. Check him out on YouTube. He has a lot of good videos from last night. And last, certainly not least, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruise YouTube channel, the Deathmatch 313 Wrestling Podcast. Check it out. He's got new content up there. More content coming from our brother Martez, who wasn't able to join us tonight. We'll, you know, good evening from all of us. God bless you from all of us. And we'll talk to you soon.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz. Greg, the Mark, and Mark, Ted, they them dudes. Hey, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan,
yeah.
Day-Day Cruz.
Okay.
Greg, the Mark, and Mark, Ted, they them dudes.
Yo, it's your boy, Day-Day Cruz. I'm out here making moves. See, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules? All I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast, that's what we do. Let me introduce Greg, the Mark, and Martez. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death match.
To the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz. Greg, the Mark, and Mark, Ted, they them dudes. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz. Greg, the Mark, and Mark, Ted, they them dudes.
Yeah, we just wanna see where your head's at. We get it cracking like watching eggs hatch. Your neck snaps. Dude, it goes smooth. I'm blowing so unusual. When I ride a beat, call it cruise control.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Crew. Greg, the Mark, and Mark, Ted, they them dudes. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action,